Babe, I've been thinking. What do you think if we had like a two-bedroom apartment and we each stayed in like separate rooms?
I know a lot of a couple of my friends' parents did that for like their entire marriage, and they're the ones that are still together 40, 50 years down the road.
We just sleep better not together.
And then, do stuff and cuddle, hang out, like have.
You think that's a good idea?
If that's what you want to do, sure. No, give it a try. I don't care. You think it'll help us? Why not?
Help us with what?
Sleeping?
I mean, yeah, it sounds like he'd been thinking about this for a while, but he was scared to bring it up. He sounds really enthused about the idea of sleeping in separate rooms. I mean, yeah, it could work. You got somebody pulling the cover, or some people like the fan on or the window open. I mean, it can get complicated. I can see how some people will want to just sleep alone. But it can go left. Intimacy can start to decline. So, I mean, I can see where it could be problematic, as the woke kids say.
Have you been thinking about this?
Not right until you said
You
it.
have a list.
I'm just thinking through it in my head now. Sorry that I'm intelligent and fast acting. I apologize. If you want
We're trying to ban women from driving on campus. If we gotta get these ladies off the street, man.
Bro. That's my name.
See ya.
The kiss was a little weird, but yeah, I support it. Ladies are notorious for being bad drivers. Not all. I don't generalize any group completely, but sometimes the generalization is valid. I've been in the passenger side of a woman driving, and I can't comprehend the bullshit. I just can't comprehend it.
About the safety of like the
Yeah.
students.
I'm good. So I asked this guy what he did for work underneath this comment. Just because I have a theory about comments made like this, and I think I'm onto something. He's an electrician, which is a perfectly respectable blue-collar job. Good for you, Joey. But I have a theory about men like this who post on TikTok and have like somewhat lower level blue-collar jobs. They live in a fantasy world of war and extreme scenarios. And it makes
Well, it's not a fantasy world. The shit is happening all the time, all around the world. Just not where you live. But see, women don't see the bigger picture. Women always have a hard time seeing the bigger picture. They only see their world. And regardless of who makes that comment, it's true. I don't care if the biggest wimp in the world comment that, it will still be true. So it's really not about the messenger when it comes to this comment.
feel a lot better with themselves. Joey lives in a world where if the country gets called to war, he is going to put on this like magical Superman suit and become a man that he isn't today. But
Okay, if I had to bet on somebody lacing up their boots, getting a rifle and fighting for the country, I'm betting on the electrician. I know you not doing it. I'm 100% certain you not doing it. Maybe I'm 50% on the electrician, but we 1,000% sure that you not gonna lace up. So you can't really talk.
Joey, nothing is stopping you from joining the military now or doing something that takes more intelligence and strength. What are you waiting for?
How many guys do you have in the friend zone right now?
Maybe like three.
Damn, and what do you use them for?
Friends?
Yeah. Friends.
Sometimes they'll take me out to a movie or something
Yeah.
as friends.
Do you kiss them or anything like that?
No.
I wonder what her three friend zone guys would think about the fact that on this night right here, she probably got raw dogged in the back of one of those clubs. Or behind a dumpster or something. And they taking her out on movie dates and trying to impress her and shit.
Hear that, guys? If you aren't getting kissed, something's up.
He's right.
Have
Yeah,
you ever
that's
paid
right.
for a movie before?
Of course, I've paid for a movie.
No,
Yeah.
but paid for a movie that you went with them to?
Probably not.
I mean, why would she do that? When you got simps on call, simps that are willing to do anything for you just to get a whiff of your puss, why the hell would you pay for a movie day? If you're dumb enough to keep spending money on her, she'll keep taking it forever.
I have always wanted to be a mother and a wife. Cliche, I know. I was that kid carrying baby dolls around everywhere I went and playing home. marriage, children, and being a SAHW was always a when not if. However, somewhere along the line I got distracted. I decided I was going to pursue medical school, with lots of encouragement from my immigrant parents lol. Thus I spent my entire college years focused on being the best pre-med I could be. That meant studying all day and night in the library and never going out with friends. And it worked. I got into med school and began my journey. Except it wasn't until I started that I truly realized how long of a journey this would be. In your head it's like another 4 years of school, that's nothing. But in reality it's 4 years of school, 3+ years of residency, and a whole lot of uncertainty of where you'll be living during this time. I'm 2 years in now and starting to feel the weight of my decisions. Firstly, the fact that I wasted my college years and as a result never met anyone. Secondly, the fact that I am in no position to settle down for the foreseeable future. Third, the fact that I cannot leave because medical school is expensive and I already have 200k in debt. Fourth, even when I eventually graduate I will still have to work to pay off my debt. I feel like I messed up my life. During my time in med school I met this perfect man who matched every box. He was traditional, wanted a SAHW, wanted children, wanted to provide, etc. We agreed on a lot of aspects. But then he found out I was a medical student and he could not continue. He wasn't willing to wait 5+ years for me to get my life together and I don't blame him. You might say, well, why don't you try going after men in a similar career? Well, the guy above was a doctor. I've found that most male doctors don't actually want a doctor wife because they know the time and effort it takes to be one. I just feel frustrated. Frustrated at myself for making such a decision. Frustrated that my parents and society let me do so at such a young age. Frustrated that the life I have always dreamed of doesn't seem feasible anymore. Any advice?
Yeah, you're gonna have to do what most women in your position are gonna have to do when they become too successful. You're gonna have to date down, way down. Date a dude that work at McDonald's. Date a dude that work at a call center. You gotta do what you gotta do. Shit, retire him. You make the money and he can stay at home with the kids. Hey, you should have followed your own heart, not followed your parents. I get it. I get the pressure. And they're probably traditional conservatives. You know, they wanted you to do X, Y, and Z. But when you get grown, you got to just make your own decisions. I mean, it's good to listen to your parents, but when they're telling you to do something that's opposite of what you always dreamed of doing, I would say go with what you want to do. Because you're the one that has to live that life for the rest of your life. It's still hope if you're willing to date down. If you're not willing to date down, it's a slim chance you're going to get your dream to come true. Yeah, most successful guys don't want to date driven women who going to be just as busy as he is. He want a woman who going to be at home being a woman. Doing what women have done since the beginning of the time and should continue to do. Build a home. Nurture and raise children. I mean, you can always drop out. Well, I guess not. You too far in at this point. Too much invested. Hey, date down. That's the best thing you could do for your life right now.